Hello there, legends. Welcome to FPL Face-Off, and for nearly the final time this season, but not quite, I'm joined by Mr. Jim Timms to run the rule over all things Fantasy Premier League. Jim, how are you doing?
Hi, Fitz. Yeah, I'm very good, thank you. How are you?
I'm all right, mate. I'm all right. Not the best week so far. We record this on Monday night. The weekend's football has happened, but there is, of course, a double fixture for Chelsea and Tottenham, which will come on Thursday. It's been an interesting weekend of football. Obviously, as a Man United fan, not a good weekend for football. But yeah, apart from that, I'm all right, thanks. How about yourself?
Yeah, not too bad. I'm probably in slightly higher spirits in terms of FPL points than yourself. However, being a Liverpool fan, it's not been a great week in terms of football. Yeah, for me also. So, yeah. You know, we are in the same sinking boat, essentially.
Less said about actual Premier League, the better, perhaps.
There's quite a lot to discuss. So I feel like maybe let's just try and steer towards the FPL side.
Let's do it. So, I will share very briefly, if I may. So I'm on 40 points currently. Still got Captain Palmer and Son and Cucurella to play again. Cucurella. I've just realised that, of course, he got that own goal, and I was like, ah, idiots. And then I remembered that I've got Cucurella. Foden to Chris Wood, as Foden didn't play. The mighty Chris Wood with a mighty 2 points. So yeah, 42 minus four. Because I took a hit to bring in. I took out Salah, which I do not regret. So I took out Salah, and I also took out Udogi, who was injured and has remained injured. No, who did I take out? Sorry, bear with me. I didn't take him out. I took out Conor Bradley. So I put in Fabian Schär, who's now injured, and I put in Bruno Fernandes, which I thought might be a little bit of an inspired punt. Having watched the highlights, he could have got 20 points, but he got four. So
yeah, that's a shame. Just a little bit unlucky there, I'd say. You know, the players you transferred out, fair play completely. The players you transferred in, unlucky. So, no harm, no foul. But yeah, you know, you missed out on some points there where other people who were a little bit more lucky probably got the jump on you a little bit there.
I did. Well, yes.
When I say that, I refer to, of course, my good self. However, before tell I tell you what it. I did,
yes,
I messaged you, did I not, in the week?
You did.
I said I was planning to either transfer out Salah or Saka for Son. You wisely told me to get rid of Salah, which I did, and brought in Son. The other transfer I did, I got rid of Darwin Nunez and I brought in Isak finally.
Lovely.
Isak's a JT favourite. I had him earlier on in the season. He did wonders for me, and I ended up transferring him out because he was injured and I just couldn't find a way back to him, and I haven't been able to for ages, and I transferred him back in this week, so I'm really, really pleased.
Good.
Because he's bagged 13 points, which is great.
Yeah, that's a beaut.
Yeah, Son was the other player I transferred in, and I captained him. So he got seven. So he's currently got 14 points for me with another fixture against Chelsea, which, you know, you think there's points to be had for him there.
You would think so.
But we will see. Time will tell. I bench boosted this week.
You did?
I didn't get loads of points on the bench. However, you know, I didn't really think massively about my team setup because I knew that the bench players were going to get points. But Pickford's on my bench. He got 10.
Lovely.
Dubravka got just 3. And the rest of it was Solanke with 2, Ben White with 1, and Tyreek Mitchell with 2. So not massive. But I've done okay, regardless of the fact that I've got Foden who didn't play because of really the Pickford, Isak, Son captaincy and having Saka.
Yeah.
has got me to 66 points. So that's pretty good with four players to play in Pedro Porro, Son, Madison, and Palmer. So
not bad at all. Yeah,
happy days. I think it's more a fact that a lot of other managers had bad weeks rather than I had a great one. So, you know,
yes. Still, but we take
linings.
Them. We take them, yeah. I mean, I've just realised that, and I saw a stat, or I saw like a headline, but didn't really look at it. Cole Palmer's away form is not all that. His last, if I just run through kind of some of his last fixtures from game week, 27, he got 5 points away. 28, 13 points home. Away, he got, in fact, he got 15 points against Burnley at home, 20 points against Man United at home, 5 points against Sheffield United, 26 points against Everton at home, 0 points against Arsenal, and then 2 points against Aston Villa, but both of those last ones away. So his home form is superb. So as a Palmer captainer, I hold out hope that there might still be a good kind of finishing score for me, but we'll see.
You would hope so, just because just looking at it, he's unbelievable. So all right, yeah. I'll just reel this off relatively quickly. Game week 24, 10 points, 25, 2 points, 26, blank, 27, 5 points, 28, 13 points,
yeah.
29, blank, 30, 15 points, 31, 20 points, 32, 5 points, still a return, 33, 26 points.
Crazy, isn't it?
Unbelievable. Crazy. Like, this yeah. guy's unbelievable. So, like, when you talk about his home and away form, it's definitely worth noting, but not necessarily in the same way that you might note, say, Anthony Gordon, another sort of amazing budget-priced midfielder's home and away form, because that's a bit more polarizing. Like, his home form is fantastic and his away form is okay.
I nearly did a minus eight to bring in Anthony Gordon. Because I thought that might be a good shout, yeah. But alas,
same. He was the one I was like torn. I was like, I really, really want him,
yeah.
But it just didn't quite fit for me, and I didn't want to take a minus eight. As you know, I've kind of done well for my not taking hits this season.
Yeah,
I've taken two in the last 2 weeks, and they've paid off. Which is great, but
I did. I did see one last week, and I forget the exact kind of players involved, but I think he did a minus. He did a minus eight, and the players he took out didn't play, and the players he put in, he ended up on like a positive 54 out of three transfers. You just think
that. I mean, it's just great work.
That's
the beauty of FPL. That's FPL at its peak, isn't it?
It is.
When you do the right thing, it's like the points return is a little bit above and beyond what you were even hoping for in your
wildest dreams.
Yeah, absolutely. And you're just like, wow. Someone I saw a team, was it last week, with the big points or the double, and I think they triple captain Mateta. And you're just like, I think they end up with 87 points or something. And you just think, Jesus, that's huge. I mean, that's more than a lot of people's...
That would have been 87 points. Yeah.
Yeah, like that's more than a lot of people's, entire score for the
100%.
Week.
100%. Yeah.
So, yeah, great stuff.
An inspired choice, that was, for sure. So how are you looking? Because obviously we are at the business end now. There's only three game weeks of the season left, which is scary. But yeah, how are you shaped up for the next week?
So next week, I have one transfer. I've got three Spurs assets at the moment. I still have my free hit. Remember, so I'm going to use that in 37.
Nice.
So 37 is kind of null and void for me. I don't have to worry about it.
Yeah,
whereas a lot of managers do. for good or bad.
Yeah.
So I can just worry really about getting Man City assets in now. I did fancy Chelsea's fixtures, but Chelsea are rubbish. And the other team really is Newcastle. So I could try and get Gordon in, but I think Newcastle's 36 and 38 fixtures might be away fixtures. So
they've got
factoring that in, it might be too late for me to get him in now. So
they've got Burnley in 36, Brighton and, but then 37 irrelevant, and then Brentford away. Yeah, so you're right. So they are away.
Yeah, so I'll probably get him in on the free hit for the double, because, you know,
Brighton and Man United, both of whom are terrible at the
minute.
Yeah.
He, like, you know, it's
Gordon's a potential
shooting fish in a
captain
barrel.
Shirt.
So, you know, I'll probably get him in for that. Otherwise, I'll probably look at Madison to, I can afford Kevin De Bruyne, because I no longer, because I sold Salah. So I've got quite a lot of, I say quite a lot, I've got some money in the bank.
You
Not
got some
enough to get
FPL money
Haaland.
Burning a hole in your pocket.
Well, it's great, but yeah, I would actually quite like Haaland. I haven't had him for the majority of the season. And, you know, City's run in is looking pretty good. And Haaland, I think, now seems to be fit. So if he's fit, he'll play.
Yeah.
Now that they don't have Champions League to worry about. I have Foden, and I'll keep him. He didn't play this week, just gone, but I would imagine he'll be back on the pitch next weekend.
You would
you
think
know, he's
so.
Phil fucking Foden, so
It's so annoying, though, like, because I've got him in, and, you know, it's Pep Roulette, as we've discussed so many times. But yeah, very, very frustrating. Interestingly, do you know what percentage ownership Erling Haaland has currently? Because I just looked and I didn't know.
I'm going to guess he's still probably quite high, probably around 60, is he?
Very good, 62%. Yeah.
Oh, I have that.
But at his peak, he
I
was
didn't
like
know that,
85,
by the way.
Wasn't he?
That was
No. That's that's good. For the benefit of the tape, as it were, I can tell by the panicked look on Jim's face when I asked the question. I can tell you, listener, he did not know. That was a genuine reaction and a genuine guess and a very good one. Well done.
Great, thanks for backing me up there, man.
Always, always. Yes, so I think having the free hit is a right touch, and, you know, I'm very lucky. I'm very happy with how mine went. You know, 138 points on a beautiful. You've got to take it.
Yeah, we recorded midway through that week, didn't we?
Yes,
And
of course.
You
had
a great haul, didn't you? So what did you end up on?
Yeah, so 138 points from the free hit,
Nice.
Which is really good. The sad thing is that if I'd captained anyone but Salah, I would have done even better. Salah and Luis Diaz were the worst performing players in my team by some margin. But, you know, that's how it goes.
Yeah, it's such a shame, isn't it, when that happens, especially when you've got that Mateta thing. And I briefly said to you as well, I really hovered over Mateta for the captaincy and didn't happen. Can I just say as well, sorry, not to steal your thunder or anything,
of course.
I ended on 142 points that week.
Wow.
No free hit, but I did take a hit. So 138 was my
there
true
we go.
score.
Nice.
So,
Well,
you know.
Samesies.
Yeah.
But that's,
Same.
you know, that's very impressive. And if you can get to, if you can get into the 100 club with 37 free hit, then, you know, which with the fixtures that you've got in 37, I mean, some of them, you know, there's the doubles. Brighton, I don't think anyone's looking at any Brighton assets.
No.
Chelsea, you're going to have Cole Palmer, maybe a defender.
Yeah.
But then you've also got City with Fulham and Tottenham, both away, but it's City. United have got Arsenal and Newcastle, so maybe a Bruno Fernandes, I imagine, would find his way there.
Yeah.
Newcastle, Brighton and United, you're going to have Isak, you're going to have attacking assets all day
Yeah,
long.
probably triple Newcastle, probably triple
Yeah.
City.
Yeah, I would think so. So yeah, that's a very nice position, because I've got to think quite carefully, because I've got my bench boost, and that is not as useful a chip at this stage.
So now, can I ask, how are you set up? How many, what's your plan? Because obviously we've got a week next week, and then we've got the big double in 37. How many doublers are you looking at? Are you going to try and get 15 doublers, or what's your plan?
So, the immediate fires that I need to put out are Gusto if he's injured. Udogie needs to go. But actually, looking at my team, it's not too bad. So I've got Onana, Cucurella, Shaw if he's fit, Garnacho, Foden, Son, Fernandez, Palmer, Isak, and Haaland all on doubles, as well as potentially Gusto as well. So, I've got Chris Wood, who I need to replace. That was a punt. We know when he really hit form a few weeks ago. You know the moment where he just dropped off a cliff? That's just shortly after I signed in for my team.
That's a shame.
So I'm pleased to have this be having this conversation because it's not actually as bad as it could be. So my bench boosts is probably what I'll be working to in my transfers, really. So I obviously need to Garnacho will probably have to go for Gordon. Because you're not going to get rid of Palmer, Son potentially, but again, Son's the kind of talisman for them. So yeah, basically, I need to get rid of Chris Wood and Udogie, and then if I do take a punt and get rid of a keeper as well for a hit, then I've got a potential double keeper as well. So I would have 15 for. Actually, I've got Ben White in defence, so I'm probably looking at somewhere between 12 and 14 doublers, which, for a bench boost is pretty good, really. I'd take that.
Yeah, I definitely. I think that's probably worth it. It is probably worth looking at the other remaining game weeks as a potential what your bench boost might look like. Because if you've only got 11 doublers, then your bench boost will only be three single game weekers anyway. And yeah, so it might be worth looking. It's a bit of work, but it might be worth looking at the fixtures you've got. And especially if you've got a half decent one on the final game week, that's always makes it a bit more fun. Just
Absolutely.
to, in theory, end on a high.
Take a
But
punt.
sometimes bench boosts don't work out, as we know. But you
Yes.
know.
Yeah. I mean, I would say, I think I remember FPL SWOT saying a while ago on Twitter, like, if you set your benchmark of what you think your bench boost would be a success, double digits is great. Which obviously you managed with one player. But it's you would take it. But like I say, if I can get maybe, I mean, I'm not going to go for a Man United defender because that would be absolute insanity. But and I've
Unless you
got
need, unless you needed to. Maguire's cheap.
Maguire's cheap, yeah. But and he does have goal threat, I suppose. So yeah, Maguire could be like an enabler. Get in, as I say. I'll have a little think about that in advance. That'll be probably the focus of next week's pod, I would have thought. But it is good having a little look. I'm on the FPL team app, which if you're not familiar with is very, very good. It allows you to you put your kind of team ID in, but then you can skip forward weeks and it will show you
Ah, for a plan.
your team for a bit of a plan. Yeah, it's
Oh,
very.
that's helpful. Yeah, I only just halfway through the season, I think you mentioned FPL Live to me, which is brilliant.
It's superb.
Great stuff. Yeah, these apps or websites or whatever are very, very helpful,
Well,
especially when they're
Live
free.
FPL is run by one guy who is
Really? No
the whole thing
way.
on his own. Yeah, it's insane. And like occasionally it goes down and people are like, oh, this is. And he's like, guys, just so you know, it's just me here. Like
Just me in my basement.
I'm doing everything. And people are like, yeah, fair enough. You've done a really, really good job.
Wow, yeah.
Yeah.
Amazing stuff.
So I need, as I say, I do have a bit of a headache in terms of I've only really got two free transfers. And that means kind of having Ben White. I can always put Ben White on the bench, I guess, if I'm bench boosting, it doesn't really matter. But yeah, so Udogie, Wood, and Garnacho. So there's going to be a hit involved somewhere because I've got to get rid of Udogi and Chris Wood if I, you know, want a decent bench boost. So we'll see.
Maybe it could be worth considering keeping Ben White because they're playing United.
Yeah, I will have to keep him. I see the wry little smile on your face there, my friend.
Well, I mean, you know, look, as Ten Hag said, United are one of the most dynamic and exciting teams in the Premiership at the moment. But that said, they do tend to concede some shots on goal.
Yeah, absolutely.
And Arsenal,
I have no doubt that we will continue to concede shots aplenty in that game. I'm hoping that Fabian Schär's fit. I'm hoping that Gusto's fit, and that kind of gets rid of a little bit of a headache. But yeah. I'll be happy if you kind of said at the start of the season, right, your bench boost, two of your four bench players will have a double fixture. You'd be happy with that.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, so, yeah, definitely. Because you know, statistically speaking, surely they're on for.
Yeah.
What do you reckon? Even on a bad one, on average, you'd look at least 5 points over two weeks.
You'd hope so.
If they are,
I mean, Gusto, for example, he's the only doubler currently on there. If he's fit, Forest away and Brighton away, and I know it's Chelsea, but you know, there's a chance for points there for sure.
There's a chance, and that's 50-50.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
It's still maybe, a doubler. So.
Maybe clean sheet. Maybe 17 points attacking returns. Who knows?
Exactly that.
Yeah. Nice. Yeah, I mean, it's all shaping up kind of quite nicely, isn't it? So what's your overall rank at the moment then? How are you looking?
Oh, so pretty good, actually. Bear with me and I will look it up. I am inside 46K.
Wow, that's so fantastic.
I can tell you now that game week before last, I was, I think, late 160s.
Okay.
And so I said to you, oh, you know, the best I can hope for now is top 100, which means that I'm hoping for top 75.
Mm.
And I've had two decent game weeks, half my rank. And yeah. Okay. There I am, and so I'm really, really hoping. Oh God, I can even improve that just with that 37 free hit.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to hold my breath. We will.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, that would, if it finished now, you'd be delighted. But the fact that you've got those that chip left, you know, not many people, I think, will. Oh, I don't know. I'd be interested to know. Kind of what the stats are. I did see a thing about number one in the world. So number one in the world, like you're having a blinding season and you are 230 points behind number one in the world.
Wow.
Yeah. And he's 42 points ahead of second place, but he's also got his bench boost to go. 2,437 points is just an obscene amount.
It's a lot of points. That is a lot of points.
It is a lot of points.
Also, I did notice while I was sort of trawling through the FPL website today or yesterday, I forget, the team with the highest team value
is
something like 115 million.
Wow.
Yet their rank...
Yeah.
It's something like 9 million. Like, it's obviously, I'm guessing it's a dead team. God knows what's happened. I didn't actually look at who was in the team or anything like that. But
my immediate
I'm not sure
thought,
how that happens.
Yeah, my immediate thought on that was, or would be, that it would be possible, particularly if your rank, so your team value wouldn't reflect hits. Whereas your rank would. So it could be that someone's just like, right, I'm going to keep an eye on the price rises. The second a player's going up or down, I'll just swap them out. I don't care about my rank.
Yeah.
That's probably kind of what
that makes a lot of sense. And, you know, look, there's, I don't know, bragging rights to topping any table in FPL, I guess.
I guess that's right. Yeah. But ultimately, you know, in seasons to come, are you going to look back and go, oh yeah, 23-24, I had the highest team value in the whole world, and everyone's gonna be like, all right mate, yeah, where did you finish?
I'm not going to do that, no. But someone out there is.
Someone out
Clearly.
there will. Someone out there will, yes. So one thing we haven't talked about, and it's basically a non-thing for me. Have you got involved at all with the Fantasy Challenge?
I'm glad you brought this up. I have been meaning to talk to you about this.
Nice.
I have. I'm not sure if I like it. I don't dislike it. It's very throwaway. If I have 10 minutes on a Saturday morning,
yeah,
I throw together a team. I like the little sort of, oh, you know, London Derby teams get double this week or what have you.
Yeah, I didn't even look at
it's
that.
Kind of a bit of fun.
Yeah.
I don't care about it, if that makes sense. But I like the fact that they're trying something.
Yeah.
I suppose they're just trying. It's like sort of T20 in cricket. They're trying to make FPL a bit more accessible, I guess, to people who don't really know what FPL is. Maybe it's a gateway drug, really.
Yeah.
Is what I look at it as. But how about yourself?
Yeah, I think that's a good way of describing it, a gateway drug.
I'm sure the Premier League won't market it like that, but
no, I mean,
you know, if they do, then maybe I'll get some of that, you know,
I did
get some reward for coming up with that.
So it came in game week 30, it started. I did it with the unlimited budget, didn't do very well. I did the week after where the forwards get double points, and that's the last time I did it. So yeah, I've not been involved with it at all. You know, I think it's Leicester City clinch promotion and clinch a championship title. Jamie Vardy scores two. Do you think he'll still be there with them next season?
Probably.
Yeah.
I think probably one last hurrah, unless there's a big old shake up. And, you know, I think Leicester have obviously done really well this season, but
they have,
they, again, like any promoted side, will struggle if Vardy's off the pace, although, you know, he's an out and out striker. So, you know, essentially he can, well, I don't want to say goal hang because you can't really do that these days, but
I think he was a bit off the pace last season in the Premier League. So, you know, maybe he'll kind of come back to make me eat my words. But yeah, it's good to see players like that in the Premier League. And I think you're right. Why not have one last hurrah, even if you're like a bench player? Come on and
yeah, I think it would be nice for him, especially, you know, if he could bag even 10 plus goals of a Premier League season and stay fit. That's the big one, really, because the pace is different, isn't it?
He'll be like 5 million, more, I reckon, asked in FBL next season. Yeah,
for sure.
Interesting. Good.
Congratulations to Leicester, though.
Congratulations to Leicester. Yes, very true. Very true. So I think, I agree with you on the fantasy challenge. I think it's a nice kind of thing. You know, it's doesn't do anyone any harm. It's a bit of fun, but yeah, certainly not as seriously. I'm not taking it as seriously as, FBL. He says,
yeah. And have you ever done, draft fantasy?
Do you know what? I'm in some draft leagues. The most fun part about that actually is, the actual draft process, like getting it all set up. I haven't even looked at my team for weeks in that. I've got Haaland, and obviously only one person can have Haaland. So I was like, oh yeah, well, I'll be fine. But, I did it. I've still got Matoma in there, for goodness sake.
Right. Yeah. See, this is the thing. It's like, I did it last season and then I didn't really go back to it or look at it. Or I think, you know, you've got to be really, you've got to have a little bit more time on your hands as well to get into all of that. But
you do.
Yeah, nice idea. I think as well, it's geared much more towards an American audience.
Yeah.
Or, you know, countries with sports.
NFL fans, maybe.
Football
fans.
Yeah, exactly.
Nice. Oh, well, very best of luck for your remaining fixtures for the week. Anything else you wanted to cover off before we said hello to our dear listeners? We said goodbye to our dear listeners, I should say.
Yeah, and I don't want to give him a really hard time.
Oh, I think I know where this is going.
I'm very sorry, but I have to mention our producer, Glenn.
Our fearless leader.
He's had a bit of a shocker this week.
Mm-hmm.
Although he's got Palmer still to play, so Palmer could score 50 points and help him out. So sorry, Glenn. Sorry, mate. I don't mean to give you a hard time, but terrible score. Unfortunate. Your team on paper is actually pretty good.
I don't think there's been that many transfers from Glenn. I would, I don't know, put in a Nana. Yeah, there's been the odd kind of transfer, but again, it's backing Salah. You know, he's backed Salah a lot, and yeah, 18 points is tough dice for sure.
Yeah. And again, like, I extend the olive branch. If you want to talk, Glenn, or you need a hug, please just give us a shout. He never does. I don't know why, but no. You know, the offer stands.
It does. Well, Craig, his loving sidekick, is third in our little mini league here, the Kings versus the Casuals. You've been top for as long as I can remember, but I'm 50 points ahead of Craig now. So, yeah, hopefully there's a few flags in his team as well. So, yeah, hopefully that'll be enough to see a Kings 1-2.
Looks like it. And of course, complete respect to Craig. I'm sure he really loves being referred to as a sidekick.
Sorry, Craig. Yeah.
We're apologies. Building bridges.
We are podcast. Building bridges, yeah. Sidekick might have been the wrong phrase. Either way, it's meant with love and it was meant with respect. Yes, well, that seems like a wonderfully awkward point to end proceedings tonight. And thank you for listening, Craig. Apologies. And we will be back next week. May your arrows be green.
Have a great week, guys.
See you later.